Thank you very much. Welcome. It's Farm Talk on a Friday. A lighthearted day? No way. Every day we talk serious business here on Farm Talk. But it's a good, I guess, a good news day. We're going to talk about a biodiesel rebate for you. We're heading up to the North Dakota State Fair. We'll hear from Daryl Leese on Daryl's Racing Pigs. We're talking certified seed in North Dakota. And the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council went up to Becker County Highway 14, just north of Lake Park yesterday, and put a new product on Highway 14. And we'll let Mike Youngerberg explain that. But right now, we're going to bring on North Dakota Soybean Council's Market Development Director, Jenna Bjertnes. Good afternoon, Jenna.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you making the most of this summer?
We are. You know, I got two kids. They're both busy. I feel like I'm running them everywhere all the time. But it's fun, and we're outside a lot, and we're enjoying it.
Boy, that is good. Yeah, because summers are short, winters are long. But last winter, you had a series of fueling your farm workshops all across North Dakota. And I think you obviously schooled up farmers on biodiesel. And now the North Dakota Soybean Council has initiated the biodiesel rebate. So this is pretty cool. How do we get farmers involved in the biodiesel rebate?
So the biodiesel rebate is quite easy to get registered for. It is a maximum of $1,500 per participant. So if you're a new user of biodiesel, if you've used it before, you want to try it again, visit our website, ndsoybean.org, to get more information on that. It's a 10-cent per gallon rebate for B20 and 5 cents per gallon for B10. So depending on what blend you're buying. And you can, as I said, just visit our website, ndsoybean.org, and you can click on the link for the rebate to get registered.
And it's obviously, we, you know, don't want to send in all of our cash register receipts from the gas pump at the Senex station.
Right.
So this is like for buying bulk diesel, and then you got to submit receipts for that? Or?
Yes. So it's eligible for quantities of 1,000 gallons or more. So you would basically just submit your receipts once you've registered, and we would issue that payment. We work with a contractor that does the payments. We work with MegCorp out of Minnesota to do them.
Yeah. Hoon-Gi, and all the other folks with the MegCorp, what a great organization that you guys have been involved with for a long time. So,
absolutely. And the nice part about working with MegCorp on this is they also will provide technical assistance. So if you've never used biodiesel before, they'll test your tanks. If you have any issues at any time, you can give them a call. They'll help you through it. They're fuel engineers that are really really experts on how to use the fuel.
Now, the use of biodiesel is really on the increase. You've been on the road encouraging municipalities and farmers and over-the-road people to use biodiesel in the trucks and buses and tractors and combines now. Are you seeing an increase in the use of biodiesel?
You know, in North Dakota, especially with oil prices being what they are, it's been challenging to increase biodiesel use specifically in North Dakota. But if you look nationally, the amount of biofuels that would encompass renewable diesel and biodiesel that are being used is just increasing dramatically. And that's because of these climate goals that a lot of these bigger cities are facing. So cities like Madison, Wisconsin are implementing biodiesel into all of their fleets because they're just being called to meet these climate goals.
Yeah, becoming net zero. Everybody say, hey, we're going to be net zero by such and such a year. Then they all get together and go, how are we going to do this?
And that's exactly right.
Yeah, and then they go,
it's an easier jump. It's an easier jump to biodiesel than it is to electric. And so it really, that interest in net zero creates a market for our soybean farmers.
All right. So, again, a 10-cent gallon rebate for B20 and a 5-cent gallon for B10. What is the most utilized biodiesel blend on a farm? Or does it vary a lot?
You know, my opinion would be the B20. seems to be B20 in the summer months is what we would see people use. That is really the blend that MegCorp would tell you is going to work very similarly to the petroleum diesel you're used to. You can do more than that, but you'd really want that technical assistance to guide you past that point.
Sure. The again, combines, all diesel engines, though, are rated for B20, aren't they? Like most cars on the road today are, can, you know, get E15 or even higher blends.
That's right. Yeah, it should, B20 should be able to go into any diesel engine. That's why I say some people like to experiment with more, with higher blends, but typically the recommendation is to stick to B20.
So it's a maximum of how much per individual?
$1,500.
So you might have, I mean, how many soybean farmers are there in, or how many farmers are there in North Dakota? I mean, this won't put a crimp in the budget, will it?
Well, we do have some, stipulations that won't run us broke on this program.
Okay, good.
We have some safeguards put in place there.
All right, good. Because this is really a no-brainer. This is, soybean farmers, most farmers who grow corn, wheat, or other, they also grow soybeans. So let's just say all farmers in North Dakota are utilizing a product that they grow that helps that industry. I mean, this is something every farmer in North Dakota should apply for.
That's right. So this is eligible to any North Dakota farmer with a preference given to those that are soybean farmers.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all there is to it. The biodiesel rebate, North Dakota farmers. And again, there's a form to fill out on your website. Is that the place to start?
Yep. If you go to ndsoybean.org, there's a link you can click on regarding the rebate, and then there's a link you can click on to get registered.
All right. That's all there is to it. It's real simple, and hey, it might make you a little cash. So super. All right. Yeah. Jenna Burton is the Director of Market Development for the North Dakota Soybean Council. What else is cooking other than Big Iron? You got any events coming up in August?
You know, August is very busy for us in terms of trade teams. I have trade teams coming in almost every week in August. And the big drive for that, you know, August might sound like a weird time because typically trade teams like to see harvest, but there's a big global trade exchange Soy Connect conference in San Diego at the end of August. So a lot of these teams are coming from Asia to go to this conference, and they want to stop in North Dakota on their way.
Isn't it amazing how people, end users, processors around the world, they want to meet the farmers that grow the crops. They want to walk the fields where their soybeans that they're going to use are grown. It's just amazing that in this country, the job goes to the lowest bidder. But over there, it's all about relationships in the rest of the world.
That's exactly right. You know, when these teams show up and they see me, I'm a disappointment because they want to meet the farmer.
Yeah.
So, the farmers are kind of like celebrities to them. They love seeing where the soybeans are coming from.
Indeed. All right. Well, you're a great in-between, though, for the end users and the farmers. So Jenna Bjertnes, North Dakota Soybean Council, Director of Market Development. Hey, thanks for the details on the biodiesel rebate. What's the interest level at this point?
20 people signed up for the rebate at this point, and quite a few of those are new users, which is really exciting.
All right. That's the whole goal here, get more folks interested and involved in biodiesel. Hey, thanks. Have a good rest of the summer and a great weekend, and we'll chat again one day soon, Jenna.
That sounds great. Thanks, Mick.
You are welcome. All right, time is 1:27 here on Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and as you mentioned, coming up today, second half hour, we are going to focus on the North Dakota State Fair. The general manager of the North Dakota State Fair, Renee Korsling, I better ask her about Kid Rock and other things going on at the fair. And Daryl Lease, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, he's always a celebrity up there with Daryl's Racing Pigs. Maybe he's coming to your county fair, and of course, he's got, he's the president of the Farm Bureau. He's got some opinions. So Eric and Daryl will talk policy coming up here. It is Friday, and as we've been bragging about, we are featuring interviews with farmers who are involved in the North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association, and the ones who grow certified seed for you. And today it's Blaine Nitschke of Judd, North Dakota, B&B Seed Farm, down there just south of Judd. By the way, they've got an open house and a big steak feed next Friday at 5 o'clock there just south of Judd. So listen to our interview with Blaine coming up here after 2 o'clock, and Mike Youngerberg of the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council before Doug Lear in the next hour, right here on Farm Talk.